Good morning. We continue with our study of Nahyomi as we do every single day. Lidui Nishmas, Abi Maria of Hillel ben Meir Chelmecha Zichrono Lebracha, and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker Zichrono Lebracha. And we are in Sefer Divrei Hayamim Beis. And we're now going to talk about Yoshio HaMelech. Now remember, Yoshio HaMelech was put into power by the people who conspired against Amon. And the people said, hey, we're going to be able to control him because he's a little kid. And take a look at what happened instead. Ben Shmona Shanim Yoshio B'Malcho Shloshim V'Achas Shana Malach B'Yerushalayim. Yoshio was 8 years old when he became king, and he ruled for 31 years. The fact that he was such a young child could bring a different reaction among the people. Sure enough, he did the right thing. We see that he was a carrier of the tradition of David HaMelech, right? And he was a true indicator that he really wanted to live a different life and create a different life for everybody else. So when he was in his 8th year, right? When he was, in other words, 16 years old, right? He started to seek out the God of Hashem. So what happened during the first 8 years? So some point out that he did. He followed the ways that of the people who made him king. The Metzudas David simply understands that no, that there was no indication that he was ever a Rasha. But what we mean to say, in his early years, while he was young, he made mistakes in justice, right? He didn't understand. But at this point in time, he was already older. He was already able to start doing things that on his own with a certain degree of confidence. In the 12th year, he began to cleanse out Yehuda and Yerushalayim from the Bamos. Right, he began to clean things out. He first got rid of the stuff from the Beis Hamikdash itself, and then Yehuda and Yerushalayim came in afterwards. And so what did they do? They broke down the altars of the Baalim in his presence and the images that were smashed in the Asherah trees. He broke them all into pieces and made dust, and he threw it on the graves. And as far as Atzmos HaKohanim Sarif Al Mizbechosam, as far as the bones of the Kohanim, he burned them on their altars, cleaning out Yehuda and Yerushalayim. In other words, he made sure to get those who were also chayav to become obligated to be punished for their sins. Ubari Menashe Ephraim Shimon Vad Naphtali Bechar Voseim Saviv. Right, in the cities of Ephraim Menashe Shimon all the way up to Naphtali, there were wreckers, tools going around getting rid of avodah zarah. Vayinateitzas Hamizbechos Vasashem Rapsilim Kiteis Lahedak V'chol Chamanim Gidea V'chol Eretz Yisrael V'yashav LYerushalayim. He broke down everything, and then he went back to Yerushalayim. And he realized that things had to come into play a little bit differently there. And so for the next 5 psukim, we're just going to talk about how he repairs the Beis HaMikdash. Ubishnas Shmona Esrei L'malcho. So at 18 years into his reign, Letara Aretz V'Abayis, he in order to go ahead and engage in the Tara Sabayis, the starry state that he found the Beis HaMikdash in, shows the bankruptcy of the catastrophic reigns of Menashe and Amon. And so he needed to clean out the land, but he also needed to clean out the Beis HaMikdash. And now we have the backdrop for what he figured out. So Shalach es Shafan ben Atalyo ves Masayo Sarair ves Yoch ben Yoachas Amachskir v'chazak et Beis HaShem Elokav. He sent out these people to go ahead and to approach to try to go ahead and fix things up in the Beis HaMikdash. So in Melachim, we only mention Shafan. We don't mention Masio and Yoach. And why? Because formal responsibilities, we don't need to know the other people who were involved. But they are involved in Divrei Hayamim. Vayavoa Chilkiyahu HaKohen HaGadol. So they go to Chilkiyahu. Right, and vayitnu es hakesef amuva beis Hashem, and they give the money that was brought into the Beis HaMikdash. Asher asu alavim shomer asaf miyad Menashe v'Ephraim u'mikol sheiris yisrael mikol yehuda v'binyamin v'yoshua Yerushalayim. And he gathered the money that were taken from the Levim who had gathered from Manasseh and Ephraim and everyone else, and from Yehuda and Binyamin, and it all got returned to Yerushalayim. In other words, the understanding over here is that the men who gathered the funds went north, and they may have done it on the personal initiative of the king, not because it was a normal procedure, but they went ahead and they gathered this stuff. So they gave it to the foremen who were placed in charge of Hashem's house, and they gave it to the workers so that they could survey and repair the Beis HaMikdash. And they gave it to the artisans and the builders so they can buy stones and wood to lay beams for the Beis HaMikdash that had been allowed to decay. And the people work faithfully. So Yachas and Ovadio and Zachariah Meshulam, the Levim also they were also there to play music. In other words, the workers weren't required to give an accounting of how much money they spent. But they were trustworthy to spend it wisely, and still they did all of these things. And it was also appointed over the porters, right? In other words, foremen were appointed to be in charge of the people who carried the building materials. They were overseers over all the foremen. La voda, for each and every job. And also there were gatekeepers and scribes and officers to go ahead and keep a record for Beis HaMikdash to make sure that everything was right. There were checks and there were balances. And as they went to the safe to take out the money, right? They opened up the vaults, and all of a sudden they discovered Chilkiyahu HaKohen Gadol finds a Sefer Torah down there that was written by Moshe Rabbeinu. Vayan Chilkiyahu Vayomer al Shafan HaSofer Sefer Torah Matzasi Beveis Hashem. So Chilkiyahu says, "Look, I found this Sefer Torah." Vayitin Chilkiyahu as a Sefer al Shafan, and he said, and he gave the Sefer Torah to Shafan, right? So Shafan took the Sefer Torah and he brought it to the king. And he reported the king saying, whatever they were commissioned to do, they are doing. Right? The expression over here is also part of a report about the conscientious job that they were trying to do. In addition to bringing the Sefer Torah, I am giving you a progress report. And so what does he do? So they went ahead and they melted down the silver in the Beis Hashem, and they gave it to those who were appointed and to the overseers. Shafan said, "Look, Chilkiyahu gave me a book, right? Context is given as to how he found the Sefer Torah or that it was a Torah." And then Shafan just started to read it to Yoshio. When he heard that there would come a time that he would be dragged into captivity. So Yoshio HaMelech got scared that it was him who was being discussed. And so he tore his clothing. So he called all these people together, the advisors, and he said, he says, "Find out Hashem's intentions mentioned in the Sefer. He says, "Oh my gosh, there is a very major problem over here. So Hashem is going to be very, very upset with us. So try to get the people involved." So in order to get a little bit more perspective, Chilkiyahu and the other people went to see Hulda the Navi. Hulda seems to offer a nevuah directed at Yoshio on two levels. And she's going to turn to him, and she's going to declare as follows. Vayelech Hilkiyahu v'asher ha'melech el chuda ha'neviya eishesh shalom ben tekas ben chasra shomer ha'begadim. She was the wife of Tokach ben Chasra, the one who was in charge of the big day kuna. And v'hi yosheves b'yushalayim b'mishnah, and she was sitting inside inside the study house. Now the Gemara Megillah says they went to Chuda, not Yirmiyahu, because as a woman they thought she might be a little bit more merciful. And they told her the whole story. Another explanation that is that Yoshio sent to Chuda rather than Yirmiyahu, because Yirmiyahu had left in order to bring back the people of the Aseres HaShvatim. That's another interpretation. And she, what was she doing in the Beis HaMedrash? So Rashi points out that there were two gates on the southern side of the Beis HaMikdash called the Chulda Gates, because that's where that was where she used to hang out. So Batomer Lahem, Ko Amar Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Imru Leish Asher Shalach Eschem Elai. So she said, look, this is what Hashem said for me to tell you. Ko Amar Hashem, this is what Hashem said. Hineni Mevi Ra La Makoma Zebi Al Yoshveva Kol Olos Haksuva Sala Sefer Shekaru Lefanei Melech Yehuda. I am going to be punishing the people here. Tachas Asher Asavuni Ba'akir Ladohim Acherim L'man Hachiseni B'choma Asa Yedeim V'atita Chamasi B'makoma Zevelo Techbe. He says, I want you to know, they've left me. They offer up to other gods, and they try to provoke me, and so my anger is poured out, and it won't be extinguished. B'amelech Yehuda ha'sholeach eschem l'dros b'Hashem kosei omer eilav. And so this is what you're supposed to tell back, but this is what's going to happen. Ko amar Hashem Elokei Yisrael. So this is what Hashem said. Ha'advar ma'asher shamata, the words that you said, yan rach levavcha batikana milfnei Hashem, mifnei Elokim b'shamachaz devarav, ala makom hazeh b'al Yosho, batikana lefanai batikras begardecha batev kelefanai. Since you were soft-hearted, and you lowered yourself, and you lowered yourself for me, and you tore your clothing, and you cried to me, v'gamani shamati num Hashem, and I heard that, so hineni yosifcha el avosecha, v'nesavta el kivarosecha b'shalom, you'll be buried properly, v'lo sirena inecha b'chol arasher ani mivi al makom hazeh b'al Yoshav, v'eshu es hamelech davar, at least you'll be safe from it, you won't see it. V'eshlach hamelech v'yisof as kozi g'nei yudav Yerushalayim, so the king sent back to the Zakenim. Vayala Melech Beis Hashem Becholish Yehuda Biyoshu Yishalayim Akonim Valabim Echolami Gadol Ve'akatam Ve'ikrab Ve'az Neim Eskol Dibrei Sefer Abris Anim Sa Beis Hashem. So he calls for this reading of the entire Sefer Torah. Vayamon HaMelech Al Amdo Ve'yichros Es Abris Lepnei Hashem Lalechas Acharei Hashem Ve'shmaras Mitzosa Be'id Ve'osa Ve'chukos Ve'chukav Ve'chol Lubavo Ve'chol Navsho. So he reads the Sefer Torah, and then he wants to, and he says, we're going to keep it. And so he impressed all those people so that the people in Yerushalayim would act in that regard. And so he forced the people, he impressed them to serve Hashem, and all his days they didn't turn away. And we'll see what happened as a result, and what happens when you force, but you don't convince. And we'll see what happens, therefore, and how, unfortunately, it will lead to the impact on Yoshio HaMelech when we meet again tomorrow morning. Everyone have a fantastic, amazing day.